Hey guys, this is Neville Hobson in the UK. I've just listened to episode one of The Voicemail, and I wanted to give you some quick comments. As you probably know, I think James, you do, Stefan, you may not. I am a podcaster, co-presenting the For Immediate Release podcast since 2005, with currently a weekly show, about 80 minutes or so each episode. So, I've got some thoughts about podcasts. I liked listening to episode one, your very first, of course. So it was a very unstructured chat between two guys talking about mobile stuff. Is it sustainable if you continue like that? I doubt it. So you need to give some structure to it. In fact, you referenced that a little bit. And that would include things like maybe some kind of branding, some kind of identification, depending on what you're trying to achieve and how permanent you think this is going to be. The informality is terrific. The kind of riffing between the both of you, your different styles, excellent. Couple of things on that as well. Stefan, you've got a very quiet voice. James, you've got a very loud voice. I mean that in the nicest way. And you need to level the volume so that when you hear one of you talking, you've got the volume up a bit with you, Stefan, and James talks, it's very loud. You've got to turn the volume down again. And I can see that from the waveform on the MP3 file that your overall volume is low. You should get hold of a program called the Levelator, which automates the process. So I don't know what tools you're using to produce your podcast, but apart from that, the audio quality is quite good. Length is great. So one key thing you definitely need to do from now on is ensure you complete the ID3 tags in the MP3 file. And that is things like the name of the show, what episode number it is, what kind of product it is, in this case a podcast, and other information too. Who the publishers are, a URL, copyright info if you want to include that. There's loads. If you're on Windows, which I suspect you're not, there's some useful tools for that platform. And I know there's also for Mac, but I don't use a Mac. So that's key because that's how that actually includes information that play that shows in the media player that you play the podcast on. And it's essential for iTunes in terms of getting you listed correctly in the iTunes podcast directory. And as you probably know, if you don't, you will find out very soon that it is an incredibly competitive landscape out there for business podcasts. And if you want to get discovered, you need to make yourself as visible as possible. And this includes stuff like that. You'll get it done okay. I assume you're using Skype for this. The audio quality actually is very good. Another point on that, by the way, I suggest that you do something with the bit rate, the technical stuff about how the MP3 file is done, 44 megahertz, 44 kilohertz.